rare earth supply chain gets critical boost as producers pour billions into facilities. A U.S.-Israeli defense startup founded just 2 years ago has entered talks with the German military to supply cruise missiles at mid-six figures per unit, roughly half the cost of the incumbent Taurus system, while American industrial heavyweights, including U.S. Steel and USA Rare Earth, are committing nearly $2 billion in new facility investments across domestic production lines. Together, these moves mark the most concentrated burst of Western defense industrial capital deployment seen in a single month in years. The German Defense Ministry confirmed on September 11, 2026, that talks with Covenant, a venture capital-backed startup, are ongoing regarding its Anthem cruise missile. The weapon completed a test flight on June 30, 2026, at an undisclosed range, with the company claiming flight tests are now occurring weekly. Covenant employs 200 people and was recruiting for 29 open positions at the time of reporting, including 7 roles in Germany. Serial production at a facility in Leipzig, in the Saxon industrial belt near Leipzig-Halle Airport, is scheduled to begin at the start of 2027, according to a Berlin lobbying firm speaking on the company's behalf. Separately, U.S. Steel, USA Rare Earth, and other manufacturers have announced facility investments totaling nearly $2 billion, according to Manufacturing Dive. The weapon could presumably help close a gap quickly in Berlin's long-range strike arsenal, meant to deter Russian aggression, the German Defense Ministry spokesperson indicated in communications reported by Defense News. Germany's long-range strike inventory faces simultaneous pressure from three directions. A next-generation Taurus variant remains years from fielding, U.S. Tomahawk deliveries are uncertain after American and Israeli combat consumption against Iran, and the Pan-European ELSA development program is only beginning. That vacuum is precisely the market Covenant is targeting, and the timing explains why a 2-year-old company operating in stealth mode, since its 2024 founding, has moved directly into sovereign procurement conversations with NATO's largest European military. Covenant's cost thesis, the math that wins defense contracts the competitive logic behind Covenant's pitch, rests on a single pricing claim. Executives have internally targeted a mid-six-figure unit cost during serial production. A current-generation Taurus missile costs $1 million or more. If Covenant delivers at, say, $500,000 to $900,000 per unit, that implies a cost discount of 10% to 50% versus the incumbent system. Our view, for defense procurement offices managing constrained budgets while trying to rebuild depleted stockpiles, that cost differential is not marginal. It is a structural incentive to source from a new vendor. The Bundeswehr has already placed Lockheed Martin-built Typhon launchers at the center of its planned ground-based strike architecture, and those launchers can fire a range of munitions, including Tomahawks, with ranges exceeding 1,500 kilometers. Anthem is also described as ground-launched, which means it is architecturally compatible with Germany's existing launcher investments. Covenant declined to provide specifics on its launch system to Defense News. What this signals, Covenant is not asking Germany to replace its infrastructure. It is asking Germany to add a cheaper munition to an existing delivery platform. That is a lower friction procurement path than a full system replacement, and it is the right sales strategy for a startup trying to win its first sovereign customer. The Leipzig footprint. Onshoring as a sales argument, Covenant's company website states that Anthem is built on local production lines, so allied governments buy directly from an industrial base they can rely on. The Leipzig facility, identified in German local media as sitting in an industrial neighborhood on the city's north side, is leased rather than owned. Production is set to begin in 2027. The implication: Covenant is using industrial localization as a procurement argument, not merely a logistical one. European governments, Following supply chain shocks from the COVID period and ammunition shortfalls exposed by the Russia-Ukraine conflict have made in-country or incontinent production a near explicit condition for major defense contracts. By embedding a production line in Germany before winning a contract, Covenant reduces the political and regulatory risk for Berlin's procurement officers. Covenant targets a mid-six-figure unit price for Anthem during serial production, compared to $1 million or more for a current-generation Taurus missile. If achieved, that gap represents a meaningful cost reduction for NATO stockpile rebuilding at scale. This mirrors the broader industrial investment wave captured in Manufacturing Dive's reporting. U.S. Steel, USA Rare Earth, and others committing nearly $2 billion in new facilities reflect the same onshoring logic applied to upstream materials and steel, not just finished weapons systems. The supply chain is being rebuilt from raw earth to Launchready missile simultaneously across multiple geographies. USA Rare Earth and the upstream dependency problem. The inclusion of USA Rare Earth in the Manufacturing Dive facility investment roundup is not incidental context. It is the upstream precondition for everything downstream. Rare earth elements are essential inputs for precision-guided munitions, electric motors in missile guidance systems, and defense electronics broadly. For years, U.S. and European defense primes sourced these materials with heavy exposure to Chinese refining capacity. That dependency became a named national security risk after export control measures by Beijing in 2024 and 2025 restricted flows of key minerals to Western customers. USA Rare Earth's new facility investment, part of the nearly $2 billion total reported by Manufacturing Dive, represents an attempt to bring that refining and processing capacity onshore. Specific deal terms and dollar figures for individual companies within the total were not disclosed in the available source material. Our view, for institutional investors, this is the more durable trade than the missile headline. Covenant's contract with Germany, if it closes, is a single program. A domestic rare earth processing facility, once operational, serves every defense prime, every EV manufacturer, and every semiconductor fab that needs these inputs. The addressable market is orders of magnitude larger, and the political tailwind from both Republican and Democratic administrations towards supply chain independence is as durable as any policy theme in current U.S. industrial strategy. Covenant's venture model in a sovereign sales cycle, Covenant structure, deserves scrutiny from a capital markets perspective. The company is venture capital-backed, founded in 2024, employs 200 people, and has operated in stealth for 2 years. It is now attempting to close sovereign defense contracts, which typically carry procurement timelines measured in years, certification requirements that can extend development cycles, and payment structures tied to delivery milestones rather than upfront capital. Sources: Defense News. Taurus pricing from Defense News. Individual facility financials for U.S. Steel and USA, rare earth not disclosed in available source material. The implication: Covenant's venture capital backers are funding a company through the most capital-intensive phase, pre-contract serial production commitments, before sovereign revenue materializes. That is not unusual for defense tech startups. But it means the equity story depends entirely on whether Germany or another NATO member moves from talks to a signed contract before the company's runway requires another funding round. What this signals: any institutional investor tracking Covenant's trajectory should watch Germany's 2027 procurement budget announcements as a leading indicator. A contract announcement before Leipzig production begins would validate the business model. A delay past the 2027 production start would raise questions about burn rate relative to milestone payments. Investment positioning, where the capital flows the nearly $2 billion in facility investments reported by Manufacturing Dive, spanning U.S. Steel USA Rare Earth, Covenant's Leipzig footprint, and others, represents a single month's visible capital expenditure in the industrials and defense manufacturing sector. The actual capital being allocated across the broader NATO rearmament cycle is substantially larger. For private equity and institutional capital, three positioning themes emerge from this data. First, defense tech venture at the systems level, where Covenant operates, carries binary contract risk but outsized upside if a NATO sovereign becomes an anchor customer. The comparable template is Anduril's trajectory from startup to multi-program Pentagon contractor, though terms of those deals differed and are not directly comparable to Covenant's situation. Second, upstream materials processing, specifically rare earth and specialty metals onshoring, offers a less binary return profile with strong policy support and a customer base that extends well beyond defense. Third, infrastructure real estate adjacent to defense production clusters, Leipzig being the current example, will attract industrial REIT and logistics capital as production footprints expand. The Plaquemium view the market is reading Covenant as a defense tech story. It is actually an industrial policy story wearing a missile on its sleeve. Germany's engagement with a 200-person startup for a sovereign weapons program is not primarily about Covenant's technology. It is a signal that NATO governments have concluded legacy procurement pipelines are too slow and too expensive to rebuild stockpiles at the pace that the current security environment demands. When a defense ministry opens talks with a company that has been operating for 24 months, the implicit message is that the traditional prime contractor model has failed to deliver speed and cost efficiency simultaneously. The second-order effect: every Tier 1 defense prime in Europe and the United States should read the Covenant-Germany talks as a competitive warning. If a venture capital-backed startup can enter sovereign procurement conversations within 2 years of founding, the barriers that protected incumbents, certification timelines, relationship capital, established supply chains, are lower than they have been in decades. That is structurally bearish for the pricing power of legacy primes and structurally bullish for the defense tech venture ecosystem. The third-order play: the Leipzig production facility creates a template. If Covenant wins a German contract and demonstrates that a startup can operate a sovereign-grade production line in a leased industrial building in Europe, other NATO members will follow with similar solicitations. Poland, the Baltic states, and Scandinavia are all expanding defense budgets and share Germany's appetite for affordable long-range strike capability. The total addressable market for a sub-million-dollar cruise missile across NATO is not one contract. It is dozens. Plaquemium's thesis: the nearly $2 billion in September 2026 facility investments is not a one-time capital expenditure spike. It is the opening data point in a multi-year industrial rearmament buildout. The investors who position across the full stack, from rare earth processing through to finished systems, will capture the compounding value as each layer of the supply chain comes online. The bottom line: Germany's talks with Covenant and the concurrent wave of U.S. facility investments signal a structural shift in how Western democracies intend to build and buy defense hardware, faster, cheaper, and domestically anchored. Covenant's mid-six-figure price target for Anthem, against a $1 million plus Taurus benchmark, is the competitive data point that forces every incumbent to re-examine their cost structure. Serial production in Leipzig beginning in 2027 is the deadline that gives this story a clock. Watch Germany's procurement budget announcements in the first half of 2027. A signed contract before production begins validates the entire defense tech venture model. A delay beyond it does not kill the thesis, but it reprices the risk.